Welcome to the Birkett Long Lawcast. With me today is Vicky Godfrey, who is an associate solicitor at Wills Trust and Probate with the firm. Today she's going to be talking about inheritance tax planning. Vicky, what can someone leave on their death without tax having to be payable?
Generally, individuals have a tax-free allowance known as the nil rate band. This currently stands at £325,000, and then generally anything over and above this left on death is taxed at 40%.
And how do the rules work for people who are married or in civil partnerships?
Well, each person in that marriage or the civil partnership still has their own nil rate band, so still has the £325,000. Anything passing between spouses is free from inheritance tax. The rules changed a few years ago so that if on the first death, the first spouse doesn't use their full entitlement, so their full nil rate band, on the second death, we can look to transfer any unused percentage over to the second spouse's estate. So to give an example, if on the first death everything passes across to the survivor, then on the second death you would be able to double the nil rate band at that time to give a tax-free allowance of £650,000. If, however, on the first death they had, say, used up half by giving gifts to children, then you would be able to transfer the other 50% over to the survivor's estate on that death.
And are there any other exemptions or reliefs to be aware of?
The other main exemption is any gifts passing to charity are entirely free from inheritance tax. There are other reliefs to be aware of. So, for example, you have agricultural property relief or business property relief, but these are quite specific and the rules are quite complex in relation to those. So any estate with agricultural or business assets should certainly take specific advice in relation to that.
And how can people plan ahead?
Well, people can do lifetime planning or they can still look to plan in their will. So, for example, the rate of inheritance tax can actually be reduced from 40% down to 36% if 10% of the estate is left to charity. As always, the calculations aren't quite as simple as it first looks. So, again, specific advice should be taken and careful drafting will be needed in the will. But it might be quite desirable for people to actually include a gift to charity in their will to be able to reduce the inheritance tax rate for the rest of the estate. For lifetime planning, there are various exemptions that can be used. Each person has an annual exemption of £3,000 that they can give away each tax year completely tax-free. If they haven't used that exemption for the previous tax year, then they can bring it forward one tax year to enable them to give away £6,000 in that particular tax year. There's then an exemption of a small gifts amount, which means that the person can give away up to £250 to any number of people, but you can't give away more than that amount to that particular individual in any year to be able to use that exemption. There are then exemptions for gifts made in consideration of marriage. So if your child is due to get married, you can give away up to £5,000 tax-free. For grandparents, it's £2,500, and for anybody else, it's £1,000. And then one of the most underused exemptions, I would say, and one that lots of people who come in to see us aren't aware of, is an exemption known as the gifts out of surplus income or normal expenditure out of income. And that's where if somebody has surplus income, so say, for example, if you've got an income of £30,000 and your expenditure each year is £20,000, you can actually give away the surplus of £10,000 completely tax-free. The key points to it is that it's supposed to be a habitual pattern, so it should be relatively regular giving. It doesn't have to be exactly the same amount and exactly the same time each year, but the key is that there's a pattern there of giving, and you also have to be able to maintain your standard of living. So those are just a few examples of exemptions that you can use during your lifetime to tax plan.
What can people do if they want to give large amounts of cash or assets to one person?
Well, the general rule is that you can give as much as you want to whoever you want, and so long as you survive 7 years from making that gift, it should fall outside of your estate for inheritance tax purposes. There can be other tax implications upon making the gift. So, for example, the gift is a gift of land or property, you would need to have one eye on capital gains tax. So again, seek specific advice at that time. time. But generally, if you survive the 7 years, it should fall outside of your estate for inheritance tax purposes.
And lastly, if someone wanted to get in contact with you for advice, what phone number should they reach you on?
Well, they can contact me on 01206 217 611.